There's learnings from this is Chaim Lucas from Shania Moshe and Daniel Rivka with Smash is very strong Acher Moshe be schuss for Shalom Chaim Moshe Shem Malkin and son Sara and Rach was Sara Malkin and Chitzk Ben Silla be schuss for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So holding Simon Reish Dalet, we are up to Sif Yud. Dvash Tavarim, honey of bees, Harei Kesha Dvash, that is treated like any other honey, meaning Dvash Tamarim and other things. Ainim Bavarach al Shahakal, it is a Shahakal. What does that mean? Let's see in the Shabura. The Hu Bechal Davish Engedulim in Arts. Although, did we know that the bee takes pollen or whatever the bee does from flowers and produces the honey? It's still not considered Gedulim in Arts. It's like anything else, and therefore it is a Shahakal. Harei Kishad Dvash, the Nizvayar, Bishimin, Reish, Reish, Sivches, we already explained. The Mavarach al of Shahakal, that it's a Shahakal. In other words, you could have just said Dvash Dvarim is Shahakal. You didn't have to say this is like other Dvash. If you remember, there were some that, although we passed to make a Shahakal, there were those who by Dvash Tamarim, Dvash of Dates, said that it should possibly be Hadama. So no, it's the Mishabur is warning us. The Mechaber is not telling us that those who hold that Dvash Tamarim is Hadama. Eitz would hold that Dvash Dvarim is also, no, everyone agrees that Dvash Dvarim, honey from bees, is a shahakal. The Afagav that Dvarim achnisim mei peris l'toich gufan, they take the mei peris, juice from fruit, into their body, u'moitzisim mehem v'adeze naisis ha-dvash, and that's how the honey is made. Kamakam ain't time a peris nirgash b'chlau ba-dvash, we don't feel the taste of the peris at all, and therefore it is considered Dvash, it is considered a shahakal. Says the Mechaber Sif Yud Aleph, Chabushim, which is quinces, Oy Gindash, which I believe is, what is it again? I'm drawing a blank. We'll get, come back to me in a second. It's that purple stuff. The word's going to come to me in a minute. It's another type of leaf that comes from a tree that is, Why am I not remembering it? Okay, it's going to come to me. Like vradim or roses, ushar mine peris or other kind of lavender. That's what gindish is. Okay, took me a second. Lavender. So lavender is, or vradim ushar mine peris vasavim shemerakchem bedvash. You go ahead and you mix it with honey. A peris vasavim heim ikar. The ikar is the fruit and the grasses. Vadvash tafel. This that you mixed it with honey is a tafel. Even if they're ground up, hilkach mevarach al chabushim vegindash bar piyates. You'd make a bar piyates. Falasavim. Sorry, gindash is not bar. Is not lavender. That we'll have that soon. It's another kind of fruit. I'm not sure what kind it is, but they used to chop it up and mix it with honey. It's still a bar piyates. Falasavim. If it's made from grasses, it's a bar priyadama. Again, we have an ikar and a tafel. So the Mechaber is telling us that when you mix these things with honey, the ikar is, we'll see in a moment, this is very applicable to us. The mixture, the ikar is the grass or the fruit. Fal shel vradim bar priyadama, then you would make a bar priyadama. So, says the Rama, v'chol mekata she'ein b'riyim regilim bay elul refua, mevalach olav shahakal. Any kind of mixture that is only eaten by people who need it for refuah, then it would automatically be a shahakal. So even if, let's say, for argument's sake, that quince and honey was only eaten as a health product, it's not, but let's say, for example, that it was only eaten by people for a health product, then it would no longer get a ha'etz, it would be a shahakal. That's what the Rama is telling us. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The dvash, the honey, is only to help out the item that you're mixing. Makes it possible to eat them. If you take nuts and you cover them with sugar, or we commonly have chocolate-covered almonds, right? Or chocolate-covered peanuts, right? And peanuts would be hadama. But it would, even though you've completely covered the fruit with chocolate or sugar, right? Candied almonds, it would still be a ha'etz. The afsha tzuka harba meir pri, even in many of these cases, is more of the sugar than there is the fruit. Ha pri ikka, since the pri is the ikka. Then we said that even if they're ground up, ketusha meyaisa, dafke kshen nikar mehusay tari, that is only when it's recognizable. I mean, the muach legamri, if you ground it up so much, so if you took nuts and you ground them up so fine and you mixed it with chocolate, so it has a little bit of a nut crunch in the chocolate, but you can't even tell that there's nuts in there. You can maybe taste it, but you can't see the nuts. Then it becomes a shahakal. Now, this is just so I said this is what's negayata. So when it comes to a chocolate covered almond, the ikar is the almond. Comes to a candied almond, the ikar is the almond. When it comes, if it's ground up so much and then mixed with chocolate, then the ikar would be the chocolate. You make the chocolate. They do bring down when you have the clusters, right? So there's a lot of chocolate with some almonds or other types of nuts mixed into it. So there, many of the paiskim say it's still a ha'etz because the nut is still, but many people say no, over there the chocolate is the ikar. Lamaisa would really depend on the person. Are you eating it as the ikar that you're eating it is for the chocolate, or is the ikar that you're eating it is the nuts, or is it an ikar, or both? So that would really depend on each person's situationally. Some of the paiskim say that if you're going to eat like these almond clusters that has a lot of chocolate with almonds, and you're getting into a shayla, which is the ikar, is the ikar the chocolate, the ikar the almonds, you should eat something else that's a shahakal and eat something else that's a eitz, and then eat them, then you wouldn't have this problem, because it really will depend on each situation. It also depends on the person himself, why he's eating it. So chocolate-covered almond, you're zicha eating it because of the almond. The chocolate gives it a flavor. So the almond is zicha the ikar. You know, unless you're just eating off the chocolate and not eating the almond. They do bring down for one of the paiskim, they asked him that the guy eats chocolate covered almonds, he chews off all, puts it in his mouth, chews off all the chocolate, and then only eats the almonds. He shouldn't be over about tashchis. So, so then obviously the chocolate was the ikar. But generally the ikar is the almond. But when it comes to these clusters that you have chopped up nuts in there, it's still nicker than nuts, but since there's so much chocolate, could be, and definitely for some people, the ikar is the chocolate. Vrada, when it comes to roses, rose petals, is a bayer pi adama hena raisin. This is roses b'lashon Ashkenaz. So afagav the pre etzem, even though rose bush is considered a tree, right? Rose bushes grow, and they come back every year, and they have a trunk, and they have branches that come off of it, so it meets all the requirements of a tree. Shekadel malilim mikol makam kemish ena ikar pri. That's not the ikar pri. Now it seems that the roses then, similar to lavender then, that's what I was bringing before, is they used to have a nut that grew on it. Now, really, that's rose trees, that's what they do. I did a little research on it. However, the rose bushes we have now are genetically modified not to grow the fruit, because people are growing roses not to eat, they're growing that they should be pretty, and nobody wants that nut or fruit or whatever it was falling off of it. So the true rose bushes actually had a fruit on it. We have modified these bushes that it should not have these fruits. So therefore, the ikar reason people planted them was for that fruit. So as we said many, many times, when you have a tree and you have two products that come out of it that's eaten, the only one that's a eight is the one that's the ikar reason it was grown for. So the ikar reason that was grown was for the fruit. The zeresh lehem, Haim ikka pri, the seed that grows on them, that is the ikka va'olam shemarakhanai say, haim haprachim, these flowers that you go ahead and they used to mix with honey, those are just considered the flowers. Alkei mevarach bari pri adama, it goes down one. V'chein al halundra, this is the one that's lavender. The shevaloin shevashayin ashkenaz, mevarach bari pri adama, the afal pisha halundra, right, or lavendra. Gedalim be'ilan, they grow on a tree. The ikka prehem gudgonios hashchayrish shegedalim be'ilan. They used to grow these seeds, which also many of them have been modified not to produce them. The doim and mamish l'din v'radim, they're exactly the same as roses. Now, the imtaima, so says the mishavur. Let's analyze. We just said that if I took these rose petals, I chopped them up and I mixed them with honey, I make a bayer pri adama. So we understand why it's not a bayer pri eitz, because it's not the ikar fruit. But he says, however, I'm not sure why it's even hadama. Even the v'radim lechazi lechila loychayim loyma v'shalom. You can't eat these rose petals alone. Elam can't have v'shalom and dvash unless you cook them with the honey. Imken havalei dvash ikar. So why is the honey not the ikar? And if that's the case, it should be a shahakal. V'yesh loyma de'adirav. He says, and this is a concept that we've had already many times. Kevon she ikar tikun havradim lechila ein elam dvash. That is the way you eat these vegetables, this roses. Tuffle, still it's a tuffle. Similar to when we said, like if someone buys a squash, right? A squash, the ikker is to cook it, right? So the ikker over here, of how you eat the rosebush was grown, ikker for the fruit that was on it. Second item was for the roses. Now, how is the normal way of eating the roses? The normal way of eating the roses is to cook it with the honey. The honey is only making it capable to eat the rose, but that is the reason why the way it's grown. It's like any fruit that you don't eat raw. You make the bracha that it's right for them. Because the water is what made it possible to eat, because I cooked the zucchini, that's what made it possible to eat. That doesn't make the zucchini a shahakel, because the zucchini is grown to be cooked and eaten. Same thing with the vrodim. It's grown to be cooked with honey and then be eaten. It's not, it obviously was a common food to eat then. It's not, but it's only hadam and not an eight, because it's not the ikka. Then we said, the Ramah, that any mixture that's eaten only for a food, and we're obviously talking about a case that although it's eaten for a food, it has a good taste, because that we already learned yesterday, that if it doesn't have a good taste, then you would not make a bracha on it at all. So we're talking about something that has a good flavor, so you have to make a bracha, but it is only eaten by people for refuah. Hatam, the af, the nehana, even though you're having another, ein ze ikka niyasi. That's not the ikka reason you're eating it, because proof is that if you weren't sick, you wouldn't be eating it. So the ikka reason you're eating it is for the refuah, kevin she'en briyim regilim lecholay sevikach, since healthy people wouldn't be eating it. It's only made for shahakal. You make a shahakal. Most of the paiskim argue with the Ramah. The most of them hold the way we learned yesterday, that even if it's done for refuah, but if it has a good taste, you make a bracha on it, and if it has a good taste, you make the bracha that it should be. So, for example, you had some sort of fruit that was only eaten for refuah, but it had a good taste, but people who weren't sick didn't eat it, according to all the other paiskim, and that seems to be the way with paskin. They argue with the Ramah, and you would make a bar pri ha'etz on it. I don't think we have time to finish Yud Beis and Yud Gimel today, but Me'etz Hashem, we will finish them on Monday, because today, I believe, is Thursday. All right, Shkoyach, good Shabbos.